the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got some guys online with me right now. Go ahead and bring them on in before we start talking about what's going on in sports. First of all, let me go to my co-host and my brother, Tony C. What's up, man?
What's going on, Big Will?
Chilling, man, chilling. Let me head on over to my other brother from another mother, the guy who just loves LeBron and Tom Brady. Let me bring on Surfer from the What Are You Reading comic book show. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I love Tom Brady. LeBron, I just recognize greatness, Remember that.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Okay. Well,
now, I don't have much time.
Sure, go ahead, man.
Okay.
Appreciate you calling in, by the way.
I listen to y'all show, of course, because, you know, I support, but y'all don't come with facts when y'all downgrade those two players. You're talking about two of the best athletes on the planet today.
Wait a minute. What facts we don't come with?
About them not being the best in this sport.
Sure, go ahead.
We never said they weren't the best in this sport right now.
Yeah, yes, y'all have.
No, we haven't.
No, we said they're not the best of all time.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay.
There's a difference. Big difference.
You want to go with basketball first or football first?
Either or. It's up to you, man.
I just asked y'all. Don't turn it back on me.
All right. Let's go with football first. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what day is going to click with y'all guys that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever play professional football and may just be the greatest player. Now, let me talk. You may be able to debate that.
Okay.
That last one. But you cannot debate that he is the greatest quarterback to ever play this game.
Makes him the greatest? What makes him the greatest?
I'll get to that. You will never see
This is real simple, man. Wait a minute.
You asked me a question.
Come with your facts.
Listen. You will never see a player dominate the league like this man has in his career. Never happen again.
Dominate how?
Well, the fact that he has won more games than any quarterback in NFL history.
Regular season, okay.
And postseason.
How many Super Bowls has he won?
Five.
Is he undefeated in the Super Bowl?
Has he
took a loss?
Tony C. That is not the only thing that makes you great.
Championship. It is not. Make you great.
Right, and he has more. Game. Listen.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You're not letting me talk.
I'm finna kill it right now.
And you're already talking over me.
Let me ask you a question. Between Joe Montana and Tom Brady, have you seen Joe Montana miss a pass to a wide open man in the Super Bowl?
Of course he has missed passes.
No, I'm talking about with the game on the line, God needs to make the catch. You got to put it right where it need to be, as Joe Montana missed. In the clutch.
That's Tom Brady.
He did. He missed Wes Walker wide open.
Two games Tom Brady lost.
No. He missed Wes Walker wide open. William, am I lying?
You're not lying, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, for my debate has never been that Brady isn't a great player. That's never been my debate. My debate with you is when you start, and when we start looking at, you know, perfection is what we strive for. Perfection is what we strive for as people. Perfection is what we strive for as a country. And again, I will give Brady his due. He is he's the greatest now. I'm not gonna sit here and say he's the greatest now.
He is the best of all time. Listen,
no, he's not.
But his career, look, he's not even done playing, and the man has won 14 division titles. Let me read these stats to you right now. Okay.
Okay.
This is just.
Got to tell us that we already know that.
Five-time Super Bowl champion.
We talking about the Super Bowls.
Five-time Super Bowl champion.
Okay.
Four-time MVP Super Bowl, 12 Pro Bowls, two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro,
okay,
two-times most valuable player, two-times offensive player of the year, comeback player of the year, a Burt Bell Award winner, male athlete of the year.
Undefeated in the Super Bowl.
That's not the only stat that makes you the best.
Yeah, it does.
That's just what you want to hold on to, because you don't want to accept the fact that he has surpassed Montana.
Hold on to everything.
Okay.
No Super Bowl that I can say Montana lost. That's number one. And I can say that Giants Super Bowl, they lost because of him.
That's not the only stat to cling to.
Okay, how
but
about
they lost that Giants Super Bowl, I can say, because of him. Because
okay,
he did not put the ball where it needed to be.
Not the only
to Wes Walker.
Hey, yo, okay.
He would have lost it. They lost.
I'll bring something else to you, Surfer.
That undefeated season they lost that game to. He was hurting that game.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the second time they played the Giants. Wes Walker was running out of the field wide open.
Brady was sick that game.
Right on.
Brady was what that game? He sick that game. Okay. Let's make a comparison. Okay, you say he was sick and he lost. Let's switch over to Michael Jordan in the flu game against Utah. He still did his thing, still got the win, and is the GOAT.
You can't say because he beat that one game in Utah. Because if they lost that game, there would have been another game after that.
But it wasn't.
That ain't the point. There would have been another game. This is basketball. Don't start bringing up basketball because that's not one and done.
All I'm saying, Surfer, I have no problem. If you want to say he's the greatest, player now, that's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. But
everybody will admit that. One day you guys will too.
No, we won't. Then let me ask you a question.
You see, you hate the fact that he has dominated this league for so long.
I don't care if he's dominated this league for so long. Look at who he played for. Look at who he plays for. Look at the division he plays in.
Y'all want to bring up that division excuse. But when the 49ers dominated their division, it wasn't like they was going up against powerhouses.
Don't go there because the 49ers lost to the Giants.
And
the Rams made it to the NFC Championship game and lost to the 49ers.
Sure,
so how they stomp?
Hey, but that was 1 year.
Let me head over to line number three very, very quickly.
Don't forget that New Orleans didn't start having winning records until the late 80s.
I just want to ask you one question. Why Tom Brady missed Wes Walker wide open? I ain't never seen Montana miss nobody wide open.
That's the only thing you can hold on to.
But if you're the greatest, you got to make the play.
Did Joe Montana throw a pick six in the Super Bowl? Nope. Real quick.
It is not about four games to two games. It's about a career over a career.
Until y'all compare careers.
Oh, he's talking about Super Bowls. That's what he's talking about. Okay.
Oh, you want to talk about careers? Joe Montana took the damn Kansas City Chiefs to the AFC Championship game. Let's see Tom Brady leave New England and go to Jacksonville.
And okay, but I know you're going to try to use that excuse. Why did Joe Montana take Kansas City to the AFC Championship game? Because
he was good.
49ers didn't want him no more.
But because they had a young Steve Young. They had no choice.
And don't forget the roster on that Kansas City team. He had Marcus Allen and a bunch of nobody.
He had proclaimed the greatest quarterback of all time. And you just don't discard him like that.
Hold on one second, guys. Hold on one second. I got to get my boy in. Turnbuckle Throwbacks host Phil Ray is on the line with us. What's up, Phil?
What's up, fellas?
It's starting out hot tonight, boy, but it's all good.
Yeah, I heard, man. It's all good. Getting on the soapbox, man.
Yeah, he is.
It's debauchery.
I just think, like I said, I have no problem in him saying, if you want to say he's the greatest today, that's fine. I got no problem with that.
He's the greatest ever. Nope. You will never see somebody do what this man has done. Come down to football. It will never.
Lose two Super Bowls and dominate AFC East. I mean, Montana been there, done that. AFC. What I'm telling you is when Brady leaves after this year, when Garofalo take his job, like Steve Young took Montana job, let's see where the hell he go and see how far they.
Okay, well,
if he takes his ass to where the hell he made.
What if he takes his ass to Denver? Then what you gonna say?
No, because now he ride coattails.
How's he riding coattails? Because time out. Kansas City, before Montana got there,
wasn't good as Denver is right now. Come on, man.
Your memory is slipping. Kansas City, before Montana got there,
they had nobody but Derek Thomas.
It was a playoff team with a top-rated defense and one of the best backs in the league.
What made them top-rated? Because they had Neil Smith, Derek Thomas.
Top-rated defense.
That's the only thing they had, man.
Listen, they weren't in last place, and Montana just took them to the AFC Championship. You're bugging. You're not looking at facts.
No, he helped take them to the
already a playoff team when he got there.
Broncos already won a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. So what the hell are you trying to say?
Surfer, look at that Kansas City roster that he took that offensive team with. He had Marcus Allen and a bunch of nobody.
So why didn't he seal the deal in Kansas City then if he's so great?
Because he didn't have enough. That's what we're trying to do.
They were a playoff team before he got there. They didn't send him to Buffalo. Like, Buffalo, you're right. Buffalo. That's something that team got
three, four, five, six, seven Hall of Famers.
It's something to hang your hat on.
No?
Why
the Patriots can't never beat the Giants in the Super Bowl.
What do you mean? Oh, okay, so
in Super Bowl.
What if they play this year? Then what? You think that's gonna happen a third time?
Are we
basing the guy's career solely on how many Super Bowls he won or all the personal accolades?
Super Bowl. I'm basing it on what you do in the clutch in the biggest game. That's all it's about.
Versus total career.
Like I said, you pull up film of Joe Montana missing somebody wide open in the Super Bowl, I'll give you that. But I could pull up tape of Tom Brady missing Wes Welker in that Super Bowl. He's supposed to be the greatest.
So everything else is out the window. It doesn't matter because he missed one play.
Because first of all, like Tom Brady, and I can say this, just like Brady was what? He 5-2? He could easily be what? 1-6?
Could be.
Easily.
Could be.
Ain't no easy. Could have been 1-6.
Easily.
No, not 1-6.
Phil, my thing about it, Phil, is this. Montana is perfect. When you had to be perfect in the biggest games, he's perfect.
Not just the Super Bowls. It's the entire career of both men.
Okay, look at his career. Montana's done. Montana's over. He can't add to his stats line. Brady can, so that's an unfair argument.
It's not an unfair argument.
Yes, it's an unfair argument. Because
when you compare the amount of years they both played.
But, surfer, Tom Brady is still playing.
Did Montana play?
Montana's done. He can't add to his stats.
How many years did Montana play in his league?
He can't. doesn't he cannot match Brady in terms of that Brady's still playing.
How many years did Montana play in his league?
Surfer don't get it.
Why does that even matter?
Surfer don't
anybody?
Get it. Surfer don't get it.
Why does that even matter?
Because you're trying to use
you basing it on because Tom Brady playing longer. That don't mean nothing.
That because the man can't play anymore, that's the reason why his numbers aren't as good as Brady's. And if you compare the same amount of years they played, it is way above what Montana has done as far as numbers.
Dude,
that's what I'm saying, man. It's like
and you can't say that 1 year is the difference between what numbers.
It ain't 1 year. It's more than 1 year.
Damn, he's going to the bathroom.
No, that was me.
You got 60.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
You got 16
seasons. Is there any
seasons?
Quarterback?
You got 16 that can seasons. Say, you got 16 seasons. Montana played.
Okay, let's look at the quarterbacks Montana beat. Outside of Ken Anderson, I say Boomer Esiason. You can say he could be a Hall of Famer.
You could.
But Montana be a three Hall of Famers.
We say Super Bowl.
Let's see Brady beat Jake DeLone. who else? He 0-2 against Eli Manning.
Yep.
All right. Well, he beat a Hall of Famer.
Donovan McNabb.
He got
Matt
Ryan. Donovan McNabb easily goes to the Hall of Fame.
He threw up in the Super Bowl. Threw yeah. two picks. Ah.
easily make it into the Hall of Fame.
He beat Matt Ryan.
The only two I give him credit for. He beat Kurt Warner.
Yep.
Hall of Fame.
And then Eli Manning beat him twice. Eli Manning can walk around. If he the greatest of all time, like I asked Woody, if Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, what does that make Eli Manning?
His kryptonite.
Because he beat him twice.
His kryptonite.
That don't make him better. That doesn't make him better than Tom Brady.
His kryptonite.
In the biggest game on the biggest stage, he beat him not once, but twice.
And y'all don't want to look at true facts.
What does that make Eli Manning then? Because if you're the greatest.
True facts. The man got 4 Super Bowl wins. He was Super Bowl MVP 3 times. He's got 8 Pro Bowls to his credit. 3 first team All Pros, 2 second team All Pros, 2
Those
most valuable players.
What Tom Brady has put up. Are you talking about?
You don't want to bring career highlights and awards into it. This is Montana.
I'm trying to figure out. Right. What Eli Manning is. If Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, what does that make Eli Manning? Please tell me.
It makes him a decent quarterback.
His kryptonite.
It make him the greatest, too, because he beat the greatest.
It makes him better than Brady. Nobody.
But
nobody.
Didn't Rick Flair say to beat the man, you got to beat the man? You got to beat the man?
He did say that.
GM, past, present, or future would ever argue that.
I'm just asking this question. Isn't that the saying? To beat a man, you got to beat the man, correct?
That doesn't make him better than Tom Brady.
If Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in the biggest game on the biggest stage, what does that make him?
It doesn't make him better than Brady.
At the very least, it makes him his kryptonite. At the very least. The very least.
They need to be both the greatest. Because if I beat
First of all,
you fight. If you're supposed to be the greatest, and I fight you, and I beat you twice,
Tom Brady.
What that make me?
Tom Brady has never had a losing season as an NFL starter. Never. You name
one quarterback. Eli Manning, though.
You name one quarterback who went through their entire career without having a losing season.
Eli Manning. Eli Manning and Joe Montana got a perfect winning percentage in the Super Bowl. If you put their Super Bowls together, they got more than Tom Brady.
Like I keep regurgitating.
You're talking ridiculous. Look, I got to go.
I ain't talking ridiculous. They got 6 Super Bowls. Brady got 5.
Be quiet, because I can't stay up here.
You be quiet. go to hell with this Patriot bull jive logic. Well, you can go to five just because you go to five, win five. You want us to omit the two that he lost. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not doing that.
Who's saying omitting the two he lost?
You want us to omit the fact that he didn't hit Wes Welker that could have won the game. Montana would have dropped right in there.
Go break
game over. Dude is not a better quarterback than Joe Montana.
Let me finish. I can go.
Because
I can't stay up here all night.
Finish, sir.
I want to say about LeBron James, and y'all gonna just anyway. There's never been
that point, man.
You gonna let me talk?
Yeah, let him talk. Let him talk. I want to hear this. I'm ready.
First, he gonna tell us that LeBron James is great, but he scored 11 points in the damn conference.
I have to go to bed since you don't want to listen to me.
Hold up now.
Let me listen to Surfer.
Go to bed, then. We know LeBron James scored 11 points.
Let me listen to Surfer real quick. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I'll see you later. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, I'm out.
Because obviously you don't want to hear what I got
to
say.
I do want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, Surfer. I'm saying go ahead. Let Surfer talk for a second, guys.
As far as LeBron James, there had never been a person who came to the league with the pressure to have to live up to
pressure. What?
All right. He's the one that said it. He wanted to
say. Let's talk, guys.
I don't need this harumping and stuff. I just want to get this out so I can go to bed. Have to go to bed.
Tell us something we already know.
Go ahead, Surfer.
The last time I'm going to speak, and if anybody interrupts me, I'm just going to...
Go.
There's never been any player who's came into this league with the pressure to have to surpass Michael Jordan or his career as a bust like LeBron James. You cannot point to any other player since then that's come to this league, and everybody has said that if he doesn't surpass Michael Jordan, then he's a bust. And y'all try to hold on to that. And yeah, his team lost last night.
Good night.
Tony C, eat a dick.
Good night.
Thank you for calling in, sir.
Good night.
Hey, Tony C, is this Avery Bradley Appreciation Night tonight?
Yes, welcome to it again. Part two.
Let me catch up with Phil for a minute, man, because I ain't talked to Phil in a minute. Phil, how you doing? How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling better. Thank you for asking.
Good, man. Good. I saw you on Facebook earlier on your way to work.
Yeah, man. I'm back to work.
Good, man. Good. How's the fam?
They're breathing. I didn't kill nobody. So
it is.
So
there you go.
And they're out. They're actually not here tonight. So that's why I get the call in without interruptions.
There you go.
I just want to say this. In regards to all that them shenanigans, we want to apologize when people come over here and.
Thoughts and views are not of the Randy M.
Radio Lark and spread malarkey. Because let me tell you something. Nobody expected LeBron James to be better than Michael Jordan.
He came out and started saying that himself, saying he wanted to be the greatest of all time.
He said that. Ain't nobody going to be better than Jordan. Ain't nobody put that on him but Surfer and him.
Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp,
maybe
that other dude.
LeBron's playoff numbers are creeping up to Jordan.
Because he's playing more seasons.
But if you're going to make that comparison, which I still think you can't, but. I think Jordan played more significant games than LeBron James did.
I'm going to poke a hole in that thing. Everybody keeps forgetting that the NBA changed the playoff format. First round was 5 games.
I agree. LeBron, you're right.
It's irrelevant because you got to look at how many games did it take Jordan to get there. He played less games.
Yeah,
LeBron's has some.
Bottom line. Michael Jordan ain't never scored 11 points in no damn conference final game. I'll tell you that, goddamn.
No, I just think that the comparison, even if LeBron James plays as many minutes as him in the playoffs, even if he wins two more rings, three more rings,
he's still a full horseman right now.
Right. And on top, I think Jordan played more significant games in the postseason. And when I mean significant, I mean where he carried the team multiple times, mm-hmm. where it just, you know, it's not even compatible. Like, I seen him drop 50 on the Knicks with the flu, you know?
Yep.
I seen him, you know, beat
drop Phoenix. 60 on Boston.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. Last night, if you watched that game, I don't know who did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
But, okay. Has there ever been a time in Michael Jordan's playoff career
he don't hit a point in the fourth
even
quarter.
In the conference finals that you was like, damn, is he even out there on the court?
Nope.
Because last night,
he's had some bad games, but it's never been.
But no time were
point.
You like, yo, is yeah. he even out here?
Yeah.
Last night, it was an ATB out for a dude, man.
I just think the thing that, and people forget, Michael Jordan went to college. He didn't just come straight into the league. He went to college. That makes a difference in this, too. So,
He's got a three-year jump on Jordan.
Right.
It just comes down to significant games, man. How many significant games has LeBron James played in the postseason? There's no comparison. He hasn't played enough significant games. He's played a lot of playoff games. He's got playoff minutes. He's creeping up on points to Jordan,
mm-hmm.
but how many significant games has LeBron James played in the postseason? You can't compare, man. Jordan
and people Jordan. Like to hang. My bad, Phil. I just want to say people like to hang that hat on that 3-1 thing that LeBron did. That's the thing. Jordan didn't ever get down 3-1, so nope. he didn't have to.
Not that, but also Jordan didn't have to resort to heel tactics by getting somebody suspended.
And then I'll say this too. And then I'll say this too to end it. When you look at Jordan, he never had to have a closer.
Nope.
LeBron's got to have a closer. If it Ray Allen, Kyrie Irving, he've had to have some closer at some point. He had to have a dream team around him at some point.
Don't forget the referees.
This man was successful with players like Bill Cartwright,
Bill Winnington,
Stacey King. Yeah, Bill Winnington, exactly.
Players like
yeah, people complaining. LeBron had Ilgauskas.
Nah, man.
Ilgauskas was better than Bill Cartwright.
Y'all remember how Bill Cartwright shot the basketball? There you
go. Man, I'll never forget that damn form.
You leave Bill Cartwright alone. He was a Knick, too.
He was. He was a good Knick, too.
It was the Twin Towers.
He got traded for Charles Oakley.
Yep.
Yeah, he got traded for Charles Oakley.
And Jordan.
It was something I was chatting with Will before, you know, y'all came on, and nobody picked up. And I sat there and watched that whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland didn't rotate none of their big guys out. Most of their starters had 40 minutes. And the only significance that is they only have one center.
Right.
They're going to be in trouble the next round. If they start...
They're going to be in trouble tomorrow night. I think Monster got a shot, man. People got to understand, Boston's defense
is better without
they sleeping on without Isaiah. They are a better defensive team, man.
Oh, and kind of offensive because the ball doesn't have to go with them. But if they keep playing Tristan Thompson 40-plus minutes with no backup center, it's not going to be a long series because they're going to be.
I think Boston has a deeper bench.
I do too.
I
also think that they rotate better,
mm-hmm.
like on the rebound, and I think they can play man with Cleveland without Isaiah, and just pace it. You know what I'm saying?
Like without having the help.
Right. I think, like you said, defensively, it all comes down to defense because you know the Cavaliers do a really good job of breaking down internally. Teams and getting them in trouble quick. That's how Cleveland scores a lot
when
of
they play points. That when they go ISO.
Yep,
right. Yeah. They go ISO. They manipulate teams into fouling
like quicker, and they make teams. They got them at their mercy.
Yep.
So if Boston can hold them off, like last night, it could be a series, man.
Yep. I'd give Boston a shot if they play with energy, that scrappiness. Because they got the advantage at coach. They got a better coach.
Coach, yeah.
Dude is a better coach
than Tyronn Lue. He just lucked into it.
And let's not forget, too. Give some props to Marcus Smart. Give some props to Al Horford. Jalen Smith is going to have to come up and do something. But, yeah, Boston got a shot, man. They fight. And that's what me and you were talking about the other day, Tony. See, them boys got a fight. And now you see they got a. Now you see that the Celtics are going
they got hope.
Fighting. They got hope. They're going to be fighting. Cavs, man, you better watch it. Because if they tie this thing up and go 2-2, man, you going back to Boston too?
And somebody said it today, man. You always sprain ankle. The longer the series go, you'll sprain ankle.
Wait.
Let Kyrie get hurt. Let Kyrie get hurt.
Oh, it's a wrap. There will be no more Skip.
Skip.
He was real quiet today.
You got to take all that into consideration, man. People sleeping on Boston.
Yep.
Let's
talk about
they get a check too.
Yep. They get a check. Let's talk about the game that happened tonight.
Golden State. To my friend on the way home from work tonight, and I said to him, I can't believe how one-dimensional San Antonio is without Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that they had enough talent to hold, defensively, to hold off Golden State.
Oh, nah.
No. They're one-dimensional. They're like they're a different team without this kid on the court. It's ridiculous.
We still got an APB out for damn LaMarcus Aldridge.
Exactly.
I feel bad for LaMarcus, man.
Exactly.
I feel bad for him. He took all that money.
He needed to get back. I mean, sold him out for the chicken chain.
Like James Brown saying that song.
I feel bad because he looks lost. Like he's just not the same player.
He needs to be back in Portland.
He needs a hug.
I'm gonna tell you a thing. I'm gonna tell you part of it. I think that kind of messed with LaMarcus's brain a little bit. You remember when he was with Portland? He still wasn't the man in Portland. He had help in Portland.
He did.
He had help in Portland. He's never.
He ain't getting no help here.
Ain't getting no help with the Spurs.
And another thing, I tell you, who really, even though he ain't shoot that good, Klay Thompson put the clamps on damn Patty Mills.
Yeah. Yeah,
Patty Mills ain't big enough.
Can't stand Klay Thompson.
don't do Al B. Sure, little brother, like that.
Al B. Sure.
What's up with Klay Thompson? What's the hate on him?
You know what? I don't think he gets too many looks. And I said this before. I said this with the call-in show too. Like these dudes, if this was 15 years ago. Like, they wouldn't get these looks they're getting now.
Right.
But he's a good defensive player.
If you gave Ray Allen the same amount of looks that Klay Thompson got, that dude...
In his prime, of course. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, all you got to say is, this is what happened to your old NBA, Mr. Crazy-ass Ron Artest jumping into the crowd, beating the hell out of fans.
So, I think Michael Jordan's the reason of the downfall of the league. It's not his fault, but they had to change the game for him, man. He was just too good. Like, you can't hand check no more. You can't play defense. You can't line up a certain way in the paint no more.
Yep.
Like, there's so many things that are different about the game that these dudes are getting so many. If you get more than one good shooter on your team, these guys are shooting 60% a night, man.
But what happened with, what happened with Dagon Houston? Houston shot more threes than Golden State this year, and when it came down to it, what happened to them?
You know what it came down to? Their coach, who can't play defense. You know D'Antoni is notorious for running gun. Hasn't played defense in 20 years with three different teams.
And then look at the mentality of those boys. You mean to tell me, okay, James Harden struggles. Okay, you got Lou Williams, man. I mean, Lou Williams can't come in there and do his thing. He did gave you absolutely nothing. And all Trevor
Reese gave you nothing. Tony can't play defense, man. That dude played in the Italian League for 20 years. He didn't play no defense there either.
Man.
I know one thing. If you don't beat this Warrior team in game one, you ain't going to beat them.
You ain't going to beat them.
No.
By the way.
So whoever come out of the East on June the 1st, that's the best game to get.
Oh, by the way.
You don't get that one.
It's going to be Cleveland. And they ain't even going to take it easy on Cleveland. They're going to try to run.
Oh, they'll be rested, though.
I don't think so. I think they're going to. I was watching, video Steph talking about, how bad it hurts. They're going to try to punish Cleveland.
They still won't be rested, man. That's natural.
And Durant's the X factor now. They didn't have Durant last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Harrison Barnes breaking.
Because if Harrison Barnes would have hit two shots, we wouldn't even be talking about Cleveland right now.
Game 5, 6, or 7.
He turned to a brick baser. That's what he should be doing right now.
Laying bricks.
Oh, and by the way.
When
he
stole all that money from Dallas.
And by the way, Golden State wins tonight 129-115. Damn, pathetic.
I need somebody to beat Golden State. I need my Lakers, my 0-1 Lakers record to stay intact. No, damn it.
Oh, man.
Not to lose on the road, 15-1. Yeah.
If they sweep them, whoever in the conference finals,
finals, I'm going to cry. I ain't going to even lie.
No, because if it's LeBron, I'd be happy.
No, I'm still going to cry. My 0-1 Lakers record is gone, man. What are you talking about?
One of the greatest teams of all time. It might hurt, but I'm going to have to get that Booker T, get my photoshopping skills up so LeBron can be the five-time.
It ain't even about LeBron right now. By protecting my 0-1 Lakers. They can lose. They better lose the game. You better not get swept again in the final.
Phil mentioned LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh boy, had 8 points and 7 rebounds tonight.
Oh my God!
That dude needs a hug and a towel. He looks atrocious, and he shouldn't be that bad.
I mean, it was so bad that who was on him, and he hit a goddamn fadeaway. I think it was like Klay Thompson.
Like LeBron was last night.
Kyle Anderson leads the way for the Spurs off the bench with 20. Paul Gasol had 14. I mean, you got to get an old man some credit. At least he drafted you something off the bench.
Dr. Doom said that Boston wouldn't have signed J.J. Barea last night for that game. LeBron stopped him.
For Golden State, 2011
all over again.
And getting snappy at damn reporters after that, talking about anytime you say something, you lose.
For Golden State, Steph Curry had 36. Durant had 29. Draymond Green had 16. Klay Thompson had 10 points.
He played like trash the last two series.
Yep. He's due.
He gonna hit a 50-point quarter or some shit.
And let me say this, he got a
36-point game coming down the road.
And let me say this real quick, and then I'll get off this game. Can you believe as much crap as he took, JaVale McGee going to the NBA Finals? As much trash as he took, he going to the Finals.
He straightened his game up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he had to have that right teammates around him.
Yep, had 16 points last game. So
I think when he's starting, when he's on the floor, they're actually better.
Yeah.
Because you got to respect him. He will put
He going to start against Cleveland.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I want to go ahead and talk about a little bit. Next topic, thoughts on Christine Leahy, LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball. She should have kept her damn mouth closed, trying to be slick. And then not that, who was the black dude that came to her damn defense? That how's that guy still got a job, man? Oh, that fat dude.
Whitlock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Whitlock. Mm-hmm. Jason Whitlock. He only does one show, and that's Speak for Yourself, I think it's the name of on Fox Sports 1. He only does that one show. And he just,
he make valid points sometimes. I didn't hear what he said about Leahy, Christine Leahy.
Oh, he talking about Ball was being threatened.
I mean, he was dissing him. He was disrespecting him. He was disrespecful.
Well, she started like, first, you know, though. He was like, yeah, I sold some shoes. She
said, well, she's saying she has a point to what she's saying. Some women won't like it, and you need to lay off. He's a bigger celebrity than his own damn kid.
But Tony C, did you see when Christian Lane started going on how he was raising his kids? Did you see that?
How he a helicopter dad? What they call it?
I mean,
you not supposed to be more famous than your kid, really, bro. Because all this you doing, your kid got to back it up.
But here's my thing. Is it my business or how Phil raises his kid? It's not my business.
Yeah.
You in the public eye, people going to have their opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? Can just be like, well, that's your opinion. Move on. Not just act the ass. Do act like a black Donald Trump. I swear to cheese. That's what I think of when I look at dude. Just loud for no reason. Ignorant. You're going to go to Nike and tell me you get $1 billion.
He is ignorant.
Is you crazy?
He is ignorant.
I ain't never said that. I just don't like anybody that's trying to tell me
to reach. You're doing it in the public eye. If you're in the public eye, dude, people going to have opinions. It's just, you can just chop it up that that's their opinion and keep moving.
And he wants his kid to play for the Lakers.
And I think they're gonna pick him up
for our damn team.
But I'm just saying, I think he'd be a better fit in Philly.
Ooh.
He needs to go telephone somewhere.
You put him on that Philadelphia team right now, you can add 10-15 more wins to that team. And they may not be a playoff team right away, but
his daddy better hope he in the bus.
Right.
Because where he got his ass bust by Kentucky. You cannot stay in front of De'Aaron Fox for nothing.
Nah, man. That's a bad boy too.
This dude's father, man. This dude, he's like a cancer, man. He's out of control. Checks
that your son got a cash. That's like Phil walking around saying, you know Mikey. You know that Mikey. He's a bad motherfucker.
Right.
And Mikey look.
You know, my son's not working out for any team but the Lakers. You know what? If I was Magic, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck your couch, man. You know?
You need no problems every day.
Let me ask you guys, if you're Boston, you got the first overall pick. If you're Boston, do you upset the apple cart and pick him anyway?
No.
Nah. If I'm Boston, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I might try to get Gordon Hayward and trade Isaiah Thomas.
See how they treated Adam Jones in the outfield? Imagine if LeBron Ball show his face in Boston.
Crazy. See, Indiana should take that first pick and give Paul George and Celtics.
No, I say Gordon.
Ain't no guarantee Paul George is going to re-up.
Right, and that's why you can't do it, because you don't know if he's going to re-up. But I will say this.
But the Celtics have cap room, don't they? They can give him some money.
They can't give him what Indiana
They got the number one pick this year and next year.
Yeah, and Indiana can give him more money.
New Jersey, so.
And Indiana can give him more money.
New Jersey pick for the next 2 years.
Yep. Like I said, they'll get the number one pick.
Yeah. But
they get the number one pick next year. That's on some Orlando Magic type shit.
Yeah, but the thing about it though, Phil, Indiana can pay him more because they have his rights. So
I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, if there was an incentive, I thought the Celtics.
He don't want to go to Boston.
He doesn't want to go
to LA.
Yeah,
and that's it.
I'm one of the few that agree with Chris Broussard. I think George would be better with the Clippers.
Who?
Really?
I think he'd be better with the Clippers. You give them Blake Griffin.
The Clippers are so thin, man. They're so fragile.
If you give them Paul George, and you give Indiana Blake Griffin back in return,
and no matter how far you get, when you get to the second round, I'm gonna start fighting the shit out of DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
That's gonna slow your whole game down. You gonna have to take him out the game.
He's almost as bad as Shaq from that free throw line.
Yeah. Almost. He worse than Shaq.
Shaq had a little a hook shot. DeAndre Jordan ain't got no shot, dog.
Let me go back.
The line game is horrible.
Let me bring on my brother from my other brother from another mother. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
Damn, San Francisco 49ers fans are sneaking in the back door.
Yeah, trying to steal my damn.
Talk about their damn rebuilding program.
Big Tone, you with
trying
me?
To steal.
Damn, signing Brian Hoyer, they damn quarterback. What the hell they going on? Got going on? I don't know.
Big Tone, can you hear me?
I'd have called Tony Romo and told him to come out the booth. Brian Hoyer, hell no.
He should have got
I gave my whole drive away for Kirk Cousins, caught a Redskin. Damn that. Brian Hoyer.
Damn that.
They could have called Billy Ho. Damn, white man.
I might be down in DC November 12th for Vikings skins.
Speaking of DC, where's that kid?
LeBron was in the news a lot this week. I don't know how to take this. Well, I don't like the person who said it. Charles Barkley says if LeBron wins the title this year, he is above Kobe Bryant. That blasphemous.
Goddamn lie.
Anybody who listens to Charles Barkley and takes him seriously should never ever call your show. Okay.
The buffoon.
Yep.
That dude is broadcast cancer. That dude.
How he gonna pass Kobe? Kobe got 5 and he only have 4.
Right.
Shit.
Okay, think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even a thought, man. It's not even a thought. He needs a hug too, man. He brings attention to himself. I can see when he's on the panel with Kenny Smith, the Jet constantly looks at him like you are the dumbest motherfucker on the planet. Ernie Johnson cringes talking to Charles Barkley. He's cancer.
And you know what, fellas? I was thinking about this the other day. In the 80s, in the 90s, and the 2000s, in the 80s, you take Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. From the 80s to the 90s, it was Magic. Magic went to the finals, what, 8 times?
8 times.
Yep.
In the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Then you go Jordan from 91 to 19, where you go to 2000.
Yeah.
Just take it to 2000. Mm. 99. Just take it to 99. Mm. Jordan went, what, 8 times? He won six. Mm. In 10 years. Mm. Kobe from 2000 to 2010 went 7 times.
I had to switch it, man, because you had to put Duncan in there too.
But see, Duncan thing that's like that bothers me with Duncan. They ain't never went back to back. It was like
And that's another argument you can use against LeBron. He ain't won back to back.
You know, it don't hurt me. He won. You know, he won 2 back to back in Miami. That's about the only one.
Did he? No, he didn't.
Yeah, he beat Oklahoma City and he beat the Spurs.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
But then that second year, the Spurs broke them up big time.
The third, yeah, exactly. Right. LeBron is on his little 10-year arc right now. I started back from 2007 when he made his first finals run till now. But Kobe still outdid him with seven.
I don't understand why people dismiss the Black Mamba like that. I just don't get it.
Because Shaq, because he did the right thing in the first three and fed Shaq the ball.
Yeah.
In the finals. And then against Detroit, he didn't do that.
Right.
I mean, if he did what he's supposed to do against Detroit, they would have they'd have won that title too.
Yeah.
But Detroit had an amazing defense too.
Oh, of course, but they had no answer for Shaq.
But I have to disagree that he would have lost. Boston would have won a second one if Kendrick Perkins would have never got hurt.
Hell out of here. Now, you said Paul Pierce. Okay.
No, I'm talking about Kendrick Perkins giving Paul Gasol the business.
No, but Andrew Bynum, we didn't have. That's just like me saying, put Andrew Bynum in there 08 and we'll beat them.
Mr. Where the Meat Code. Who did he foul? J.J. Barrera trying to soften him up?
No, that was 2011.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Those two that they lost.
Yeah.
I mean, Kobe sabotaged both of them. Well, not the second one, but that first one he did.
Yeah.
But my point is, 80s, 90s, 2000, Magic, Kobe. I'm no Magic, Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron still trying to do his, but he got a long way to go because he keep getting beat up by J.J. Barrera.
The morals of this story is don't listen to Charles Barkley.
Exactly.
Just
look at him as a color commentary. That's how, you know, I don't pay attention to him. He is the...
I can't take him seriously ever. Not because he dogs my Knicks all the time, because he does, and rightfully so.
But he the one said that Boston was going to lose tomorrow. It was going to be yesterday. It was over. It's over. I'm like, dude.
He's so dumb. Like, he's just not. Great, great player. Loved him as a player.
It's like he forget that he played the game.
Right.
And for him to totally this. Shaq did it too. They totally this. Dismissed. Kenny did it too because he bought out some damn board games last night. But they disrespected Boston, bro, to the utmost. Like, them dudes were grown men out there or something. Like,
you know what? I think they partially do that because of LeBron, and it's a biased move.
That everybody thinks that he's just gonna it's because he's been in the East and the East has been so weak so long
Correct. I think it's a ploy. I think, you know, at one point no one really cared. I mean, the diehards, only Boston diehards care about Boston at that point. You know, and they want to try to.
No, I ain't no diehard.
I'm talking about the casual fan who doesn't watch the game all year. And decides to pick up on the playoffs, you know, because that's what casual fans do.
Right.
They don't watch game 6 or game 48 like we do. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They're the casual fans who claim to be diehards, and they want to hear these guys on the panel talk about how great LeBron James is. And how Boston can't win without Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? Like
Let me pose another question to you. I know they listen. You name me one time that Michael Jordan in the playoffs played against a team without their best player and lost.
None. Everybody played up against in the finals. Everybody was healthy.
They were full strength.
Significant games. It all, like we said in the opening. It all comes down to how many significant games you play in the postseason. Jordan has played more significant games probably than, and you go forget about you go back to Bill Russell, Wilt. You know what I'm saying?
Kareem.
I think at one point Bill Russell won like eight championships
in a
row.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many significant games have you played in the postseason? All the personal accolades, all the All-Star appearances, all the scoring titles, all those, you know,
all the first team honors, all that bullshit. It's what you do in the postseason and how many significant games you play. And I don't think LeBron James has enough significant games as a player to compare to Michael Jordan. I'm sorry.
Can't and he ain't never competed in a damn slam dunk contest.
But not only that, let's go back over time. Jordan in them conference finals. Let's not even take NBA finals. Let's just take the conference finals, the Knicks. You mean tell me if Patrick Ewing wouldn't have played, the Knicks would have had a chance against the Bulls?
Nope.
The only time the Knicks had a chance is when Jordan gave it up and they beat
him. No. I'm talking about if you take Patrick Ewing off the court, let's take role. Let's go back to the first Eastern Conference Finals when they won the title against the Pistons. You take Isaiah Thomas off the court. You think the Bulls going to lose?
No.
Nope.
Fuck
nope.
No. Nope. Okay. You take Patrick Ewing off the floor. Is the Bulls going to lose?
Nope. No.
Okay. You take Shaq off the Magic when they played. The Bulls played the Magic. Are the Bulls going to lose? They had already swept them.
Yeah.
Okay. Next year, they play the Heat in the NBA Finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Good night.
You take Alonzo Mourning off the court. Sweep.
Yeah.
Indiana Pacers. You take Reggie Miller off the court. Sweep. The point I'm trying to make is, if you, Michael Jordan is on, Kobe too. I can say this about Kobe. We ain't losing nobody by that best player. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And not in the conference finals. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
Well, let's switch up things a little bit, because I definitely want to get this next topic in. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather look like it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
It's going to happen.
Thunder Lips versus Rocky and shit.
Tony C, it's going to happen.
Vince McMahon putting this on.
Nah, George Washington Duke.
They're gonna charge people $150 to watch this fight.
Where they having it at?
I don't know. Maybe, probably
the Allstate Arena.
No. And Mayweather.
Cow Palace.
And Mayweather's gonna lay out this
Cow Palace.
Exactly. Mayweather's gonna lay out this donkey in less than two rounds, and it's gonna be a wrap.
Once he knock out Mayweather, is everybody going to be sitting here moping around?
How long before Conor McGregor come and be like the Brock Lesnar of the cruiserweight division? Once he lose this fight,
and
he's going to be the beast of the cruiserweight.
And he's going to lose. He's going to lose badly.
All right.
I mean, Dana White want to be Vincent Mann so bad, so might as well bring him over.
Conor's going to lose badly, man.
Already got Brock.
He's going to lose badly. So I don't even know why this fight is taking place. It's going to be a
money grab.
Yeah, it's going to be a money grab for Conor. And that's it.
Who's going to be in the next match? Brock Lesnar against Mike Tyson? Boxers fighting UFC people all over the damn place. CM Punk versus Red Jones Jr.
CM Punk.
I got a bunch of matches we can do. Shane Mosley versus goddamn
John Ramsdale, Quit Rampage Jackson, damn it.
Calvin Johnson says the relationship with the Lions isn't the best. He doesn't even speak with the team. A lot of issues stem from him not paying back some of his $3.2 million signing bonus he got with them. The Lions said they just want him to pay $300,000 of that bonus money back, and he refuses to do it. And the thing that frustrates me about this whole situation, Calvin Johnson was the man when he played for him, and you want him to give money back the way you treated him in that team when he was with the Lions was trash.
Yeah,
as a Vikings fan, I can care less.
they made Barry Sanders pay them $8 million back.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Calvin Johnson?
He's a good receiver. It's just the Lions.
I know that. He ain't Barry Sanders.
He's the reason they was putting the ass in the seats.
He ain't Barry Sanders.
That's true. Yeah.
But he's Megatron. It's two different positions.
He ain't Barry Sanders.
He made damn defensive backs look like little boys out there when he was playing.
What the hell did Barry Sanders do?
Exactly.
The same thing. Hey, he's elusive. They two of the same coin. One's elusive, one just bullied.
Put that damn franchise
right now, which one, Calvin Johnson? Barry Sanders, Cowboy.
Barry Sanders take what should have been a 5-yard loss to a 5-yard gain.
Barry Sanders took Andre, him and Andre Webb played in the damn NFC Championship game. Sure so did. There you go.
Sure
Barry Sanders is like my Roddy Piper of the NFL. He's the man you love to hate because he used to beat up on my Vikings all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All I'm saying is, would you take him on your Cowboys? I take him on my Redskins.
I'll take Barry Sanders on my damn Cowboys. And we'd have probably won a whole lot more than 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Behind that offensive line, you damn skipping.
Did the voters get it right for the NBA All First Team this year? We got James Harden, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. Did they get that NBA First Team right this year, fellas?
Not after I seen Harden disappear.
I think him and LeBron James hiding in the same play.
You know, yeah. Anthony Davis, if he had help. You know, because he's talented. He just needs help over there.
Put him on the Cavaliers and send LeBron to New Orleans and see what happens.
Yeah.
I bet LeBron won't be able to find a way to get in.
He'll still have Boogie Cousins, though.
I just don't like how you got the press.
That's it.
And these guys supposed to be getting paid because two guys got screwed out of a lot of money. Because of writers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paul you know George, what I'm saying? Gordon Haywood and damn Paul George.
Yeah.
Well, they signed these contracts with the incentives. Not every player gets those incentives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Gordon Solly Haywood.
Yeah, Gordon Solly Haywood. I think it's partially the agents and the players' fault for signing these contracts. Like, if that's going to make a break, you get an extra 100 G's or whatever it is. Like, I don't know, man.
Billions.
Whatever the case may be, if you're going to sign a contract like that, be prepared to be at the mercy of these dudes, these writers that never played the game before.
Let me ask you guys, do you guys think the media has too much power?
Yes. I think it should be Hall of Famers and certain people to vote. Cause
Barkley voting on something.
Hey, he's a Hall of Famer. What I'm saying is, you got some guys that have bias. Like every year, they just gonna vote LeBron James in first team because they love him.
Now,
am I right?
Now, here was the argument. Here was the argument that people kept coming to me with. You notice Kevin Durant didn't make this list. You notice Steph Curry
He made second team.
But he didn't make the first. And it's like, I don't know. And the reason being he didn't make the first team is because you had to have a center. But is the center overrated in the way the NBA is being played now? Because a big man doesn't count like he used to back in the day.
Because damn, Anthony Davis is playing damn point center. You know, he played a point, basically.
I mean, the center isn't valued the way it is now that it was back then. But I get your point. I just thought it was kind of amazing that Kevin Durant wasn't on that first team All-NBA ballot.
I mean, hell, he was damn near had the highest point per game with him being hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this NBA Finals ain't going to be no excuse for any one of them boys not to come through. I want to see it from LeBron versus Kevin Durant. I've been saying it the whole time through. I think...
Y'all going to quit dismissing Boston like this, bro.
No, I'm not dismissing.
They fucking
not...
going to win tomorrow night.
It's a series. If they win tomorrow night, it's a series. But I'm just saying...
This is serious now. They don't dare about one game.
No, Will is doing what the media is doing. They're just, it's
just missing them.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know what? You can't.
If it was 3-0, I understand.
But in a way, you can't blame
the media for that, because that, you know, it. No one wants to see the Celtics take on Golden State in the final. I mean, the network don't, NBC, ABC don't want to see that.
Boston, it'll still do numbers because
it's
the finals.
It's a story franchise. I get it.
Hey,
listen, I want to see it. I'd love to see it. However, if I'm an ABC executive and all I know is LeBron James and Steph Curry, it's because that's what the networks generate money, man. They bring in all the revenue for these players to make the money. So, you know, from a media perspective, they want to see Golden State and Cleveland. The fans,
I've seen it happen in 04, bro. And goddamn it, ever since then, in the NBA, I ain't sleeping on nobody.
That's a good point. I stand corrected. So,
let me. You got your right to do it, but if it was 3-0, I understand. Mm. But knowing that them boys is only 48 minutes away from possibly tying this series up and putting the pressure back on Cleveland, the pressure's on Cleveland tomorrow. It's all been on Cleveland. Boston playing with house money anyway.
Yeah.
So if they lose, it's like they were supposed to lose. So
or Tristan Thompson getting hurt. You know, like I said, them not having a.
I wanted to bring something else up too, and I got to give credit to where credit is due. Rage brought this up on a group page, and I want to talk about it for a quick second. Everybody know ESPN, Mike and Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show's coming to an end really, really soon with Greenberg getting his own show while Golic's going to be holding it down on his own, what I think.
Yeah, I've been doing that with his son.
Yeah. And
still going to be Mike and Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it going to be his son or is it? I don't
know. No, it's his son.
Is his son that's going to do it? Okay, it's his son that's going to do it. Okay. They're saying those guys don't even speak to each other.
They've been together almost 20 years. I mean, I don't.
Nah, because it was on the show the other day. I don't know what Greeny was, but he's usually on the show.
Yeah, they've been together for like 17 years.
He been up there. He went up today.
He might have
already started. He went up there today.
But they broke up a lot of stuff in ESPN, the Scott
Lampel
show. It's just because they're losing. Not to be. Not to be all that, but they've been going kind of downhill with all their like political stances, given, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, you know, Sportsman of the Year award. It's been turning a lot of people off of you know what I'm saying,
away from
especially when you let people go and then keep old boy's son. That's what, you know. A lot of people looking like, what's up with that? So, you know, it is what it is with that. I don't listen to them too much.
Yeah.
I do when I work in the morning.
I understand.
I listen to local stuff.
Right.
And, like, different cities. Like, the day I was listening to Cleveland all damn day in Boston. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Staying in the know.
Of course.
Something else I want to bring up too. I want to go back and talk a little bit about college football. Want to bring this in because college football is on its way back. Is the SEC still kings of college football?
Nah, it's starting to go down a little bit.
They ain't the kings. They just got one good team.
Yeah, my Bulldogs don't do dick anymore.
Sorry about that.
I mean, for the longest time, they were the kings of college football.
They were not the king. Alabama was the king.
Mm.
And now it's more of a recruiting thing because everybody went to damn Alabama. Not, you know what I'm saying? It was a...
Because there's only two teams that won titles, Auburn and Alabama.
Yep.
That was it.
They keep calling the SEC NFL white.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
It's highly regarded as a conference, and it's hard for any other conference to get play because of how well regarded the SEC is.
Did they generate more money than the Big Ten?
We smoked Auburn in the Sugar Bowl this year. My Sooners did.
Yes.
And the last time we ran up on Alabama, we smoked them too.
Yes.
So it's like, they be good against each other, but when they get outside and need bowl games here recently.
But the only thing that's really going for Alabama's getting all the recruits is it's like, yeah, it's a quick path to the NFL if you're just decent. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Gasol.
It's the same thing with Kentucky and basketball.
Yeah.
With the one and done's, they're just using it to get to the next level.
I mean, yeah,
I do too.
I mean, guys over there that normally would be on other teams, these guys are gray shirting semesters to get a shot to play for Bama. And a lot about the SEC, the downfall, a lot of it I think it's got to do with the quarterbacks that's over there now. The quarterbacking over the SEC is horrible. It's horrible. And you look at a lot of recruiting classes that look so good on paper turn out to be nothing. I'm going to use your Bulldog for example, Phil. If you look at their last recruiting class, they had 33 players. Half of them flamed out, man.
Yep.
So, you know. And now, does anybody here think another conference can maybe take the SEC's place?
Nothing lasts forever.
True that.
And I don't know, y'all was talking about that with Surfer with the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go, because I remember growing up, the Florida State was everything.
Yeah, Miami, Hurricanes.
Yep. And then, bam, you know, late. So it's just only a matter of time, because before then, who was an Alabama fan before Nick Saban got there?
Nobody, not too much outside the state of Alabama.
You know, growing up, if it wasn't the SEC, it was always the Big Ten. It was always, you know, Michigan State, Ohio.
Ohio State.
You know what I'm saying? Wisconsin.
I don't know about that. Michigan State went the damn thing until Nick Saban got there.
You know.
Y'all forgot. Nick Saban was there first.
He was. You know, that's true.
Now it's all about, it's a pissing game too. Like, you know, which conference is going to generate more money? You know, networks are just clamming to get that stuff. It's all about TV now too, man. It's all about who gets on. You know, that's why Notre Dame never picked a conference. They had this gazillion dollar contract with NBC. They never aligned themselves with a conference.
That's why I get Saban props. He took Michigan State. Brought in the prominence before he went to LSU. So, that's what you got to do to show me. Like, that Belichick shit he's doing now, yeah, that's all good. Take care why you stay your ass in Cleveland and win something.
Yeah.
That really showed me something.
You want that talent?
Bill Walsh went to Stanford and turned them a damn around.
Yep.
So, for all his 49ers lore, Jimmy Johnson turned the damn Miami Hurricanes around. Then he turned the Cowboys around.
Barry Switzer
turned around Oklahoma.
Sure did.
Then he went to the Cowboys.
He kind of walked into that one with the Cowboys.
Well, yeah, we know that. That's what I be trying to tell Server. Is it Tom Brady this time? Okay, we'll take his ass to Jacksonville.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. No, Buffalo already didn't have some. They got to win it. They already had some success.
Yeah.
Go to Cleveland and turn them around.
Yep.
If you all that, if you the greatest all time.
Yep.
Take some.
Montana almost went back to the Super Bowl. Damn Kansas City.
That's what I'm saying. So if you want to go that low to Cleveland, go to Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
And show me somebody like that.
Zaza Pachulia's family has been threatened on social media with death threats for Kawhi Leonard's injury.
Well, I kind of blame Pop for complaining about that, because, you know, he's all into talking trash politically, but he still ain't giving war. You know what I'm saying? He condones hate speech, but he did one, and now dude's getting threatened, but he ain't going to speak up about it, you know what I'm saying? you know, offer an apology or tell the fans to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's just basketball, right. But, you know, man. Spurs fans, they're like Patriots fans to a point. You know, they so
used. And I just want to say, Manu Ginobili got more championships than LeBron James. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Manu.
They're putting that out, though.
Yeah.
They're putting that out, though.
Yeah.
Larry Bird got more championships.
Well, we know that. I'm just talking about somebody, you know, somebody playing right now.
Since we last talked, the 2017 NBA draft order came out for the first round. We got Boston with the first pick, the Lakers with the second, the 76ers with the third, the Suns, Phoenix Suns with the fourth, the Kings, Sacramento Kings with the fifth, Orlando with the sixth, Minnesota's got the seventh pick this year. Phil's Knicks got the
eighth pick this year. They're going to draft that fucking French kid. I know it. Telling
Speaking of French, hey. Tony Parker got more championships than LeBron James, too. Just putting that out there. Just putting it out there.
Actually, just Phil, I did look. Actually, if I
and they both got better finals record than him too.
Actually, Phil, I got them getting Harry Giles from Duke, the small forward from Duke.
Hey, Phil, have a little faith. Y'all did get Porzingis, and I remember all y'all New Yorkers was talking shit about him until you started playing.
No, wait a minute. Hold on, Will, you're my witness.
Yes,
I praised that pick.
Yes, he did.
And now y'all pick. Trying to run him the hell out of town.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't like Jackson, the bottom line. And they fired the assistant coach that he was tight with. So now his brother's the agent. And now the kid's like, you know what? I'm not going to play. You know, you threaten to trade Carmelo. You threaten.
Well, they need to get rid of him for y'all to prosper. I'm going to.
I understand that. But the kid's 20 years old. He's now coming into his own. He wants to win. He wants a team built around him and Gomez. I don't understand the logic. Phil Jackson's an amazing coach. He's a terrible fucking general manager.
Wait, no, but like again, I think getting rid of Carmelo or running him out of town is going to be more prosperous for y'all than keeping him in there. Cause
I agree.
He don't run the offense.
But Porzingis, Porzingis is 20 years old. He doesn't think that Carmelo is a cancer. He wants to play. He wants to win with Carmelo. And I don't think he sees the bigger picture.
Nobody going to win with Carmelo Anthony. He had Allen Iverson on his team and couldn't get out of the first round of the playoff.
I agree. I just, I feel, as a Knicks fan, I feel like management is just sabotaging this team. For years and years and years, just sabbath. Like, the last general manager we had was good. It was Donnie Walsh.
Yep.
You know, at least Donnie had the foresight to bring personnel in that's going to hustle for you and win. It's frustrating as a you know, New York shouldn't have a bad basketball team, man. We have a lineage here. You know, I don't get it, man. It's frustrating. They're going to draft this French kid. I forget his last name. Nanima. I don't know what the fuck his last name is. But they're going to draft this French kid with more talent on this class than this kid.
I got those boys. I got that French dude you talking about, the guard from France. I got him going to pick ahead of y'all to Minnesota. I got you getting Harry Giles from Duke, which makes a lot more sense to me.
See, but Minnesota doesn't need any guards. They got LaVine. They got fucking, what's the other kid's name?
Wiggins.
They got guards over there. They don't need another guard. Mm. You know, the Knicks need a fucking point guard.
Hey, they'll do King's ransom, but they'll try to get Porzingis. You get damn Isaiah Thomas. I don't know.
They need a point guard, man. They need a point guard.
You need to keep
the dumb Carmelo.
You need to keep Porzingis to make that thing work.
And they need to keep Porzingis and Gomez. That's their core right now. You know.
You got Dallas getting that ninth pick. You got the Kings getting the 10th. You got Charlotte getting the 11th. Detroit getting the 12th. Denver getting the 13th, Miami getting the 14th, Portland has the 15th spot, my Bulls, they're at the 16th spot. Man, I'm so upset, but I think we're going to lose Jimmy Butler this year.
I don't know, maybe not. They might not, because they see some promise there. You're going to have Rondo coming back. You just need another piece.
They need a power forward over there.
That's what I was thinking.
They need somebody who's going to break. And they got enough guys around. They need somebody who's going to be in up in the front, pounding.
I got them getting John Collins out of Wake Forest. Shit that kid out. He's pretty good. Milwaukee's at pick 17. Indiana's at pick 18. Atlanta's at the 19th spot. Portland's at 20. Oklahoma City's at 21. They need a little bit of everything. Brooklyn's at 22. Toronto's at 23. Utah at 24. Orlando's 25. Portland again at 26. Brooklyn 27th. The Lakers 28th. They got two picks. The Spurs at 29th. And Utah with the 30th pick. So it should be an interesting draft. Should be very, very interesting. I want to see what the Lakers are going to do for sure. Do you keep them? Do you keep that core? Or do you let some of that go? Because I keep hearing Brandon Ingram in trade rumors.
Nah, they're going to keep it. I think Magic wants to splash this team, man.
He
wants to splash this team. I think
he wants that Showtime.
He wants that back, man. And I think they have a young nucleus that can do some damage if they get the right pieces. Same thing with Philly, man. Philly is like, you watch them play, and it's depressing because they are like one or two players away from just going all in. They got a good young team, man.
They do. All right, that's going to do it for the show tonight. Anybody got any final thoughts or anything they want to get out there before we get out of here for tonight?
LeBron, he going down tomorrow.
Come on, Boston. Boston strong.
Oh, you see that gift they had where they got the Celtics paying LeBron? You know,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, you get
Boston strong.
Did you guys see what KD said about blow-off basketball games? If you don't.
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't watch.
Don't watch.
I mean, last year they had more blowouts than this year.
Yeah, you know I guess you could say that. So, it's all good. So, we'll see what they do tomorrow night up in Cleveland. All right, guys. That's going to do it for me. Don't forget to listen to all the great shows on Rant Ian Radio. Next show we got out today will be the Shining Wizards, followed by the Rant. Doubleheader tomorrow, so definitely check those guys out. You'll be glad that you did. Catch my boy Philly Phil tonight. Friday night, I'm sorry, at 9 p.m. Eastern. You got the show planned out already, Phil?
Yeah, we're doing it's going to be In Your House, number 8, Beware of Dog.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say join us tomorrow night live, 9 p.m. on The Rant. Double A myself. Well, we're going to have the Jinder Mahal after party.
Yeah.
William writing some racist some bitch. You went on post last night. But it's okay.
Jinder better shine that belt up for Super Scene. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you gonna have your Slurpee tomorrow? Get the hell out of
here. I'm telling you, man, the All Americans coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
With a red and yellow shirt on. Get the hell out of here.
I'm telling you, watch. You walk my words, man.
Is it gonna be Mojo?
Jennifer Adnott. And what's
it's gonna be Jinder and Cena at SummerSlam. Walk my words.
Get the gun and shoot me with it.
They're going to bring back Colonel Mustafa.
Yep,
that's right.
Slaughter.
That's right.
Damn.
I just wanted to say that the after party is continuing tomorrow night on The Rant. William, you punk son bitch, you need to be there. And you bring a big gulp and some big bites.
I told you, man. I ain't got no 7-Eleven around me, man. I'm stuck, dude.
Now the gender champion, you're going to have one built shortly. Leave that.
Yes, sir. Get you a nice Slurpee. Big one.
That's right.
Oh, man.
10 wings for $5.
2 for 2 big bites for 3.
Ah, damn.
That's right.
Man. Damn. I can't wait to hear Double A's take either, because Double A was...
Nazi Ramba.
Play some Punjabi MC.
Because... I can't wait to hear...
That's right.
I can't wait to hear Double A's take on it either. He was talking about this pay-per-view for the longest, so I can't wait to
hear. I need y'all, if you're going to hate on something like this, don't come to the after party. You spread love.
Yeah.
Spread love. Number
don't
love.
Don't hinder on Ginger, baby.
That's right. Ginger. Ginger bread cookies will be served in honor of him the bar like too. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. If there's nothing else, my friends, thank you for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you guys next Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Raw. I'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Later.
Later.